Ohio Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown says that climate change is here. At a hearing of the House Committee on Banking, Housing, and Urban Affairs, Brown voiced his concern that while the country faces excessive heat warnings, floods, wildfires, and huge storms, those responsible for the bulk of emissions, for example, oil and natural gas companies who are currently experiencing record profits, will not be footing the bill.
These corporations and their executives have been getting rich by price gouging consumers and polluting our communities for decades. Taxpayers in Ohio, taxpayers around the country will be left to pick up the pieces. Taxpayers are always left to pick up the pieces. It's why we have to act now to grow the renewable energy economy to make our communities more resilient to climate disasters.
Four experts testified on the financial costs that the climate crisis will have at the local, state, and federal level. Dr. Shalini Vajala, the founder and CEO of Refocus Partners, which develops sustainability solutions for municipalities, says that the government needs to break down the financial costs of climate change into actionable solutions. Vajala says that while climate change is going to affect the entire economy, many climate events like hurricanes, floods, and wildfires will be localized to individual areas. She pointed to the losses that will affect coastal communities such as those in California and Florida as a result of sea level rise and the intensification of storms.
At the end of the day, the physical and financial impacts of disasters will be felt first and worst at the community level. Recent OMB estimates put the federal fiscal impacts of climate inaction at up to $2 trillion per year. This is staggering. Having a better understanding of the total economic costs is essential, but we also need better ways of disaggregating these costs by peril, sector, and region to motivate local action to protect against the worst overall outcomes.
Vajala added that the government needs to be investing in mass transit and updating infrastructure. Republican Senator Kevin Cramer of North Dakota was not in agreement with Dr. Vajala, calling her proposed measures climate change overreaction. Cramer expressed his frustrations with a proposed Securities and Exchange Commission regulation from March of this year, which will require corporations to disclose their greenhouse gas emissions. Cramer says that this will discourage investment in oil and natural gas companies, which he complained would cost Americans key high-paying jobs.
Chairman Brown talked about the awful CEOs of American companies that are making record profits. If the price signals coming from the administration and from liberals in charge of this place were different, wouldn't those profits instead be investments in creating jobs and cleaner energy here in the United States?
The World Economic Forum expects the transition to clean energy to create 10.3 million new jobs globally. This would offset the expected loss of 2.7 million jobs in fossil fuel industries. I'm Ellie Prickett-Morgan, reporting for KPFA.